From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a new push toward the center of the city of Mosul in an attempt to take positions held by the Islamic State group. Iraqi military officials said Sunday they have overtaken several villages in western Mosul and in the latest fighting as they move toward the old section of the city. The U.S.-backed offensive has been delayed in recent days by bad weather. Thousands of civilians flee the fighting each day. Thousands of delegates from around China have gathered in Beijing for the annual parliament session. The session began Sunday in the Great Hall of the People. Premier Li Keqiang told the delegates China wants to expand its economic growth by about 6.5% of GDP in 2017. The premier has promised to tackle one of the country's most visible problems, air pollution. U.S. President Donald Trump is demanding intelligence oversight panels investigate whether former President Barack Obama's administration abused its investigative powers before last November's presidential election. Without citing any evidence, Mr. Trump is accusing the Obama administration of tapping his phones at his Trump Tower headquarters in New York in the month before the election. Jim Clapper is the former director of national intelligence under President Barack Obama.
For the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time or as a candidate or against his campaign.
James Clapper was heard courtesy of Meet the Press, NBC News. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump is expected to sign a new executive order Monday regarding immigration and travel into the United States. A federal court blocked the administration's previous attempt. The Associated Press reports the new travel ban will no longer include Iraq on a list of 7 Middle Eastern nations. Details of the new order were not available Sunday.
Mes chers compatriotes, ils pensent que je suis seul.
Scandal-tainted French presidential hopeful François Fillon addressed a campaign rally Sunday. Thousands of attendees waved French flags and chanted President Fillon as the candidate told them not to give up their fight. Once considered a near shoo-in for president, the 62-year-old Fillon is seeing his support erode. Wednesday, a key member of his campaign team stepped down, and the Allied Union of Democrats and Independents Party suspended its participation in his campaign. Fillon has been criticized for his handling of the investigation into allegations he arranged parliamentary jobs for his wife and children, where they allegedly got paid but did little or no work. Local police and the FBI continue to look for the white male who shot a Sikh man. Ken Thomas is the Kent Chief of Police in Washington State.
Comments were made to the effect of get out of our country, go back to where you're from, and our victim was then shot.
The shooting took place in a Seattle, Washington State suburb Friday. The victim has been released from the hospital but wishes to remain anonymous and has not made a public statement. British Finance Minister Philip Hammond said Sunday that his nation would fight back if the European Union refuses to strike an acceptable agreement on Brexit.
British people have a great fighting spirit, and we will fight back. We will forge new trade deals around the world. We will build our business globally. We will go on from strength to strength, and we will do whatever we need to do to make the British economy competitive and to make sure that this country has a great and successful future.
Philip Hammond spoke on BBC One's The Andrew Marr Show. Thousands of demonstrators marched through the streets of Bucharest, Romania Sunday, blowing whistles and waving flags. They were trying to register their support for the nation's anti-corruption authority and to demand that state institutions be free of political interference. Yemeni officials say al-Qaeda killed 11 soldiers Sunday in 2 attacks. 6 were killed at a security checkpoint in the city of Shukra. 5 were killed in Hadramaut. 4 top European Union leaders hold talks Monday on the future of the European Union. Hosted by French President François Hollande, the dinner meeting brings together French, German, Italian, and Spanish leaders. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.